Twella Braverman claimed senior officers are biased and are employing a double standard towards pro-Palestine marches compared to right-wing protesters. Yvette Cooper, the Shadow Home Secretary, says Ms. Braverman's gone too far.
We've seen her words this morning attempting to rip up the operational independence of the police, attacking their impartiality in the crudest and most partisan of ways, deliberately undermining respect for the police at a sensitive time when they have an important job to do.
A YouGov poll has found half of people think this Saturday's demo should be banned. Meanwhile, the foreign secretaries in Saudi Arabia, as part of efforts to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict escalating beyond the region, including in Lebanon and Yemen. James Cleverly will also discuss increasing aid to Gaza. Tom Fletcher is the UK's former ambassador in Lebanon.
The key to ending this conflict is to get the focus back on the two-state solution and back on normalisation, which is this great prize for Israel and the Arab world. It's a long way off. I think right now we have to be saying to all the parties, stop all violence against all civilians.
A 14-year-old boy has been charged with murdering a teenager in Leeds. Alfie Lewis, who was 15, was fatally stabbed near a school in the Horsforth area on Tuesday. A US actors union's agreed a tentative deal with studio bosses to end their strike, which has caused major disruption to productions. Among the chief concerns was the use of AI. Sales of electric vehicles have doubled in a year. The Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders says drivers are increasingly looking to use EVs. And 600 native oysters have been placed in Belfast Harbour to improve water quality. The mollusks will help clean up the water in Northern Ireland's shipping channel. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks so much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather. A little bit brighter out there today, which is fantastic. 10 degrees, light rain showers and a gentle breeze. So it should be dry by about 12 o'clock. Now, there's only about a 25% chance of rain. Fingers crossed it's going to miss Brentwood completely. So it looks like it's going to be a dry day with some sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you today? Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next couple of hours here on Phoenix FM between 10 and 1 with Eat My Brunch. And I've got guests in the studio as well today. Now, there is an event taking place in London, which I think is going to be absolutely marvellous and something that you will probably want to attend. It's called Paul's Live, and Charlotte and Lily are going to be telling us more about it. But it's a chance to meet experts and a great lineup of doctors, educational as well, menopause specialists. Now, it's a subject that I don't think I've really covered it much on. I've mentioned it quite a bit on Phoenix FM, but I've not had guests in really to talk about it. And it is one of those subjects that is in the forefront now, which it should be. It's one of those things that used to be, I'll tell you what, it used to go like this. We're going to talk about the menopause. Don't say it very loudly because somebody might hear. That's how it used to be. Now you've got Davina McCall. You've got loads of other celebrities out there just saying, you know, this is what happens. These are the symptoms. This is the help you can get rather than just sitting in silence. So it'd be great to talk to Charlotte and Lily about the event coming up. And we'll have a good old chat with them at about 11:30. So looking forward to that. And how you can get tickets to go along to the event as well. And meet other women like yourself in the same situation. In fact, it isn't just a thing that can happen to people in their 40s and 50s. People can go through the menopause in their 20s, all sorts of things. So it would be good to find out loads more. So if it's, keep your ears open. Plus, I've got first play from Jacob Reddy back with some brand new music. He's now got a band as well, and they're sounding tremendous. Got a track called Breaking Me Down. And Skyuka is back as well. Australian singer-songwriter. I was playing her a couple of months ago, and she's got a track out called Birthday Song, which we're going to be playing too. Abby Flynn is going to be on BBC Introducing tonight with a live session, so good for her. But we had her on Phoenix 12 years ago, and her song as well, My Own Woman, we've been playing since its Jeans release. In fact, we had the debut of that. We got the Reverend Jeans with Wanted to Run and Francine Honey with Better Think Again. Plus, I'm going to kick off the show with some brand new music. Nishna, Never Too Late. She is a Ukrainian singer now living in Norway, and she has appeared on The Voice in the Ukraine, so you know she's going to be absolutely excellent. You can find her on nishna.live or on Facebook or Instagram at Nishna. That's N-I-Z-H-N-A. Here she is with a brand new release. This is Never Too Late.
Before I couldn't find the open door and felt like nevermore. But life is not so long. Don't be afraid of being wrong. No, no. Never too late to start your road. Even if you feel you never will be loved. Strong. Never too late to leave behind all of these crazy shallows, people's pride. Just fine. There's a special feeling how your soul's revealing. You will never feel alone. All your fears completely gone. Now it's your possession and it's very special. Life is rolling on, so keep it on your own. And when my hope was gone, I've got the answer from the world. You cannot get it wrong.
must be happy in his world.
Radio, and it's local.
Do. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Shut up and give me whatever you got.
Here's Amelia Lilly with Shut Up and Give Me Whatever You Got.
Shut up and give me whatever you got.
Oh yes, my mind is playing tricks on me. It's the same as it's always been. Seeing things out the corner of my eye. Well, are you gonna be my guy? Ooh,
Let's not forget this place. Let's not neglect our ways. Let unity become life on earth be one. So let me take your hand. We are but grains of sand, mown through the winds of time, given a special sign.
So let's take a stand and look around us now, people. Let's take a stand and look around us now, people.
I didn't know that. This is a different beat. No, it is. It's called a different beat. Sorry. Is this a new one or an old one? I don't. Got no idea. Boyzone, a different beat. Maybe it's new. A different beat. I know they stopped working together, didn't they? And then they came back together. No, it's from 1996. I never heard that song. Never heard that song. Liked Stephen Gately. He passed away, didn't he? Bless him. He was lovely. And I do like, there's a video actually of the guys very, very young on a very well-known RTE. See, I had my accent back for a second from when I lived in Dublin. RTE, not RTE. And I think they were doing some dancing, and that's before the band really got together. And it is funny. If you do check it out, they're just dancing just to be happy to be on TV. I don't think they'd actually got anything more together than that, but it's there somewhere. Ronan Keating's seen it a couple of times, I think, when he's been on with Graham Norton, because you know what Graham Norton's like. He finds all these videos and pictures of celebrities, and they sit there going, oh no. Oh no, why did I do that? Why did I do that? But yeah, it's oh, I'd never heard that. That's Boyzone with a different beat. Now, a song that you're going to hear for the first time is by Jacob Reddy. Now, I've interviewed Jacob loads and loads of times on the show, and hopefully I'll be chatting to him next week as well. He's got a brand new track out called Breaking Me Down. He's only about, I think he's about 18 years old, and I've been talking to him for about the last 2 years on the show, when he first set off to do a busking tour to raise money for a local hospice, which he did, and then he was all over the TV. He's released lots of songs since then, also playing guitar as well and writing, and he's now got his own band together. So this is the Jacob Reddy with his band, and this is the first play for a new track that's coming out. I believe it's Friday. I think it's this week actually, and this is called Breaking Me Down. Find him online, Jacob Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y. He's absolutely fantastic, and I think he's going to be massive.
Thinks he got me. Figured out. Oh, you know you can't stop me. I'll scream and shout and shout and shout. I fell to the bottom of the reservoir so I could drink the rain. I shook hands with the fire so I could feel the flame.
That is the late, great George Michael there with I Think You're Amazing. Just came up to 10:35. Let's get some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, first off, on to the roads. It was a little bit busy when I came in this morning, actually, on the M25 coming up to Brook Street roundabout, so I had to cut down the lanes on the A127. Still really bad, actually, there. Really, really busy. It's mainly due to the lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at junction 28 of the A12 Brook Street roundabout. That's on the Harold Wood side. Expect delays down one lane, so it's really making the roundabout very difficult. They've got to try and sort something out. This can't be ongoing for the next couple of years. You've also got temporary traffic signals due to electricity work on Worley Road near Tompkins Lane and on Shepherd's Hill at Philadelphia Road. Wilson's Corner looking too bad. Temporary traffic signals are on the A1023 Shenfield Road at Mill Hill and also on the A129 Rayleigh Road at Church Lane. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, although the roundabout, as I said, coming off from the M25 Lakeside direction down, sorry, Lakeside towards Brook Street roundabout is very busy around the roundabouts, but that's all the traffic and travel for you at the moment. Just having a quick look, there is any more problems on the A12? No, that's looking fine. No problems there. Looks like you've got a little bit more of an issue just trying to zoom in on the map. Bear with you one second. On the B1002, as you go across the Frining and Stock road, go past those onto Ingate, so very busy, which is heading down towards Heybridge along that road. So B1002, very busy at the moment as well. Leanne Louise, we love her here at Phoenix FM, and here she is with a single called Oh No. She's actually got a brand new one coming up, which I can't wait to play you on the show.
Oh no, what have I done? Thought I was in love and I thought you were the one. Oh no, take a look at me, standing over here on my own two feet. Oh no, look at you, now you're all alone and you're feeling blue. Cause when the truth comes out and the rain comes in, tell me what you're gonna. Try to get rid of you. You come back like a deja vu. And I know what it's gonna be. Cause you're no good with honesty. When the truth comes out and the rain comes in, tell me what you're gonna do. Oh no, what have I done? Thought I was in love and I thought you were the one. Oh no, take a look at me, standing over here on my own two feet. Oh no. You feel it blue. Cause when the truth
That's all I hear.
Hey, DJ.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 07766 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I feel that we need a little bit of Sade in our lives, don't you? I do love Sade. This is a beautiful song. It's called Still In Love With You.
Something else to do. This sadness in the
never ceases. Oh, I'm still in love with you. My head, it keeps on reeling. It's got me in a crazy spin. Darling, darling. Is this the end?
a scary thing. I've got like a little box of goodies for the birds, which I forgot I had in the garage, actually. Anyway, I got the goodies out of the little box. It was quite a nice, splendid little box they're in. And it's got like peanuts and fat balls and things like that you can put out for birdies in the winter. And I thought, I'll start putting some stuff out now. And there's a nibble. I'm like, no. And I have had some mice in the garage. Now, if I saw one, I did actually see one at Mum and Dad's once, and I screamed so loudly, the poor mouse, I looked at the floor, and its head wobbled because I was screaming so loud, and I managed to jump up on a chair, literally in the kitchen. My dad was like, Michelle, what's wrong? My mum's going, oh, it's a dear little thing, it's only a field mouse. Well, it's not a dear little thing, they're vermin. And in fact, the funniest thing, and it's not funny if you've got mice, rats, or you need to get in contact with the council and get them, you know, sorted out. I remember one of the presenters here, there was a feature in the Brentwood Gazette about rats in trees, and I'm like, in Brentwood. I don't know if you remember the story. It was probably about 10 years ago. It was really creepy. You just don't think about rats being in trees. I don't know why, but they climb. But anyway, so I've got mice in the garage, which I'll have to have a look at doing something humane. Or they can, you know, as long as it's not overrun, I don't mind. As long as I get in there and, you know, put the tumble dryer on, that's fine. But you don't want to get an infestation or anything. That's what you've got to be careful of. But I remember at Mum and Dad's, they did have a rat which was then poisoned and died behind one of the cupboards. And when you get anything along those lines, like a rat, the house smells, or the place where they've died smells of urine. That's how you can tell, and it's just like, ooh, horrible. And it went on for months, that smell in the kitchen. You get a certain smell come up, and it's just awful with rats. But anyway, with the mice, they had a mouse that used to, it's a dear little thing, it's only a little field mouse. Anyway, one evening, Mum and Dad, they sit just like run across the floor. Anyway, one evening they were watching television, my dad fell asleep. This still makes me laugh. I wouldn't have laughed if I'd have been there. And my mum turned round because she sort of, you know, just looked at my dad, who was like snoring, and the mouse was sat on his shoulder. No. And she went, oh, Dennis. And he woke up and he was like, oh, there's a mouse on your shoulder. I said, if that had happened to me, I said, I will never come back in that front room again, never. And Mum was like, oh, it's only a dear little thing. I said, it's not, it's sitting on Dad's shoulder. Well, there we go. I mean, I don't know whether they were looking after it or something, but it felt very at home. It still makes me laugh, that. It really does. Bless. Right, shall we have a little bit of Madonna? She is everywhere at the moment. Here she is with Hollywood.
Hollywood, they wanna make it in the neighborhood. They If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.